We're catching up with the Irish organisations and the Irish communities of Ottawa. It acts as a communications coordination group that allows all the various organisations come together, share their information, and then disseminate amongst themselves as well, so as that hopefully we're all able to kind of join in and participate more. And Craig Hamm sits in the chair. Welcome, Craig, and Happy New Year to you.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you as well.
I know communications is always the biggest challenge, and trying to find out what's going on where with whom and then disseminate it is always a challenge, even in the days of social media and everything else. How are things coming along?
Not too bad. Recently for Irish Communities of Ottawa, I've been just poking away at making it easier for people to link to our members and everything through just adding a simple link tree and that can be shared and easier access on a mobile phone. So that's just a little thing that I've done. We didn't meet this fall, but on the other hand, I've been very diligent at keeping up to date on what the organizations are doing through their social media. So I found Instagram very, very helpful in that. A lot of the organizations are using that quite a lot. And as soon as I see something, I get it up on our calendar.
And the calendar is the big thing. And this is, I suppose, what we need to get people to pay attention to. It's an open Google calendar that is kept well up to date, and in many cases events that are even 6 months away are in there.
That's correct, yeah. Major tournaments, major conferences, anything that a member is having that we know of, and the occasionally something from a non-member will slip in, like if there's a big concert that could be of interest to many members of our member organizations that might conflict with something that they want to organize, I'll put it on there as well.
Well, of course, the other thing, while it might not even be in conflict, like there's stuff going on all over the place that is not organized by members, like local organizations. And yes, as you say, potentially is a conflict, but also is of interest. I know there were some comedians particularly who came through in the last year that would have flown below the radar. The likes of Fiona O'Brien was at Yuk Yuk's there in November. And, you know, someone might say, I didn't know that was on. So while it's not a member, it's relevant information is what's available in the calendar.
Right, right. We try to get that up as much as we can, especially these, big events at the larger halls, you know. But you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, of course, the sporting events are always important. And again, it's a challenge because so many people are committed to trying to make what they do work, and it's that's a full-time job. So, the last thing anyone needs is two organizations pulling on the same audience and pulling from each other.
That's true, and it has happened. We encourage our members to be aware of the calendar and of course, some organizations have events on traditional dates, and they're very hard to move. Sometimes these one-time events do appear, and they do conflict, and we try to encourage people to avoid that situation by being aware of the calendar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important for us to stress here, Craig, there is no membership fee, because this is a kind of a forum for the organizations as distinct from a membership driven type. So it doesn't have a budget. There's no money being spent. There's no money coming in. So it's really share the information.
Absolutely. Yeah. There is no reporting relationship. There's no fees exchanged. It's purely to try to bring the community together, to communicate, to provide an alternate means of communication. I mean, people are always free to communicate to any other group at their own will, but we try to provide this other platform to open up communication.
So what we need to do is get the word out there insofar as where somebody can find the information. And, of course, the website can be the initial starting point. and that's irishottawa.ca. And from that, there's a list of all the arts and cultural organizations and social and large events and charities, and the sports organizations, business, the Chamber of Commerce, and a button to click to the events calendar. So that if you're kind of not too familiar with how to find an events calendar within Google, irishottawa.ca is probably the best landing page to go to, and it will bring you to a Google calendar. And
so the only thing I would also say on the webpage this year, I added links, kind of like friends of ICO, and because these are links to organizations that aren't officially members yet, but you know, could be in the future. Even if not, they're part of our community, and they could be of help to people seeking information on the Irish community in Ottawa, and including now the Irish Canadian Immigration Center. So for new immigrants, if they happen to come up across our page first, then maybe they'll find out about that.
Craig, thank you so much for taking the time.
You too. Stay safe and have a great 2026. I look forward to meeting many of our members and new friends.